Double J.
With Tim Shield.
Pro skater, entrepreneur, video game character, music icon. Am I missing anything, Tony? Tony Hawk?
I think that works for me. Thank you very much. Dad, yes, that's the most important title I own, for sure.
Thank you for jumping on with me on Double J. It's really exciting to speak with you. Like so many, I was a mad Tony Hawk pro skater fan growing up, so it's exciting to have you on the line. I want to talk to you about your impact on music, because Double J, we're a music station, and you have been an incredible skater and figure across all these different projects for many years, but your impact on music has been, it's hard to overstate, I think, particularly through the soundtracks to your games. But I jumped online to see if I could find, like, if there was ever a song written about you, and I found literally hundreds of songs that have the name. Like, there are literally, if you search for it, I mean, so I've been playing this one a little bit.
Tony Hawk. She led my
Which I think you might know this, because you're in the film clip for this song that came out last
true,
year.
True, yes, that's true.
This is, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is a song about a guy who, Tony Hawk steals his girlfriend. I think that's kind of what this song is about?
I think it's more of a metaphor.
Oh.
And he
it's
thinks
not,
that
it's
if
not
he can
really you stealing Deaton Chris Anthony's
yeah,
girlfriend.
Yeah, and I think it's more like if he could skate like me, he would get her back. Like if you just saw him do a 360 flip.
Yeah.
And we, so how that happens, he and I, that's Deaton Chris Anthony, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So he and I have a mutual friend, and basically he hit me up, said, "Hey, I wrote a song about you. Will you be in the video?" And I said, "What do you want me to do?" And he said, "Just stand there, and then you're going to morph into me." Said, okay.
How bizarre is it that there are hundreds of songs about you, Tony?
It's very strange. Yeah. It's very surreal. A lot of, I got to say, I'm proud that a lot of them are hip hop songs.
Yeah, yeah. Chief Keef, like this, he has a Tony Hawk track, and there's hundreds of like SoundCloud rappers that have taken you under their mantle just in the last couple of years. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that you are, as a particular figure, seem to loom large in the imagination of these rappers?
I'm not under any false pretenses. I know it's probably the video game.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, sometimes they might be just referencing the game and not me, because they've become synonymous, where it's Tony Hawk the person and Tony Hawk the game. And I think our game resonated across all different walks of life.
Yeah.
And I still, hear a lot of people that especially like inner city kids, it inspired them to start skating when, for the most part, it was just considered this, what they say, white boy sport. And I'm hugely proud of that.
Tony, you're such a music fan. I'm curious whether you can recognize this particular punk track just from... I'm not going to give you any hints. I'm just going to play you a track and see if you can recognize it.
Wow, okay.
Here we go. It's a hot new sludge punk band coming out of Southern California. Tony, are you across this band?
That is Warish.
that is Warish.
That's my son's band, yes.
Yes.
I recognized the scream first. I knew the chords a little bit, but once I heard the scream, I was like, that's Riley. So that's my oldest son. His band is Warish, and he just finished a tour with the Black Lips.
Amazing. Was it inevitable that your kids would end up skating or in music or both?
I don't know if it's inevitable. We definitely have some musical history in our family. My sister was a very accomplished singer. My dad could play almost any instrument, so there was that already. But Riley really kind of went his own direction with it. He's a massive Nirvana fan, so I think he's doing whatever he can to be as close to Nirvana to be as close to Kurt Cobain as he can be.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 27.
27. Nice one, Riley. So you've got music sort of in the Hawk genes. Did you ever try and pick up an instrument, Tony? Like, did you ever give it a go at some point?
I actually played violin when I was young.
Yeah.
I played violin for a couple of years. And then when I got serious about skating, I remember my violin teacher telling me that I couldn't do both, because he wanted me to devote my extra time to playing in school concerts and other extracurricular events. And I wanted to devote my weekends to going to the skate competitions. And so he made me choose. And so there you go. I wish that I had just kept playing for fun, because I do miss being able to do that. Like, it's really such a cool thing to be able to create music.
So there's a parallel universe somewhere where Tony Hawk is actually like a virtuoso concert violinist rather than a, you know,
maybe
pro skater. It would have been a very different video game, Tony Hawk's Pro Violin.
Yeah, it might not have gone as well.
I don't know about that. I know for me, like, growing up...
Or how about Violin Hero? Guitar
Violin
Hero?
Violin Hero, there you go. Tony Hawk's Violin Hero. I like that.
Yeah.
It's not too late. We could make this happen.
That's true. I don't know about if peripherals are all the rage anymore, but...
I know for me, growing up, you know, playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater, there's a couple of songs from that soundtrack that now, when I hear them, even though they might be huge songs and have all this other history attached to them, all I can think of is your video game. For me, the main one is this. Now, this is Motorhead. It's iconic. It's Lemmy. It's everything. But for me, all it is it's just like I'm getting ready to slide down some shopping center escalator on my, and I can't even skateboard, but that's all this song means to me now. Do you think about your impact on music in that way, that people are thinking of you when they hear Motorhead, maybe just as much as they might be thinking of Lemmy or the band?
It's more surreal for me because I was such a fan of the music before that. Do you know what I mean? Like, this, my introduction to Motorhead was not through THPS.
Yeah.
And the same goes for like Rage Against the Machine or Dead Kennedys, where it is interesting that people suddenly associate that with me.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of it, because I'm proud that we brought it to a new audience and one that would appreciate it. And, yeah. I think that especially the way they did the edits of the intros for the game is what got everyone hooked.
Yep. I wanted to, you know, float the idea to you of maybe we do a new Tony Hawk Pro Skater game, and if there's going to be a soundtrack for it, I thought I could maybe pitch you a few ideas for songs that we could put in it. I don't know if you're planning a new game, but Can I throw a few songs at you just to see if they might make the cut? Because you're very hands-on in the curation. You've been so hands-on in the curation of these soundtracks. I just want to run a few things past you and see if we can get them up. Does that sound okay? For this imaginary Tony Hawk Pro Skater 34 or whatever it would be.
Okay.
All right, we'll start with this guy.
I cannot. I cannot let my mother down. I've said I love you a couple thousand times.
Tony, you've already mentioned that there is a lot of hip-hop alongside punk in these video game soundtracks, these iconic soundtracks. Are you across this guy, Navy Blue? Do you know his music at all?
I don't know it.
Well, sorry, his real name is Sage Elcesa.
Okay.
And he is a pro skater and also a rapper. He's worked with Earl Sweatshirt. Is this the kind of thing that would make it into maybe a new pro skater game? Could you hear this working?
I don't know. I'd have to hear the hook of it, but I can't rule anything out, honestly, because our games covered a lot of ground in the end, or, you know, in the later versions.
Yeah.
So we definitely had some hip hop and stuff that's a little bit mellower like this.
Yeah.
This might be a little too mellow for playing.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't rule it out.
All right. Well, I've got another idea. How about this one? I'm not sure if you're across this track.
Wait, state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Wait, state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Wait, state I'm in.
This is the great Sampa the Great. Is this something you could hear in a, you know, a future hypothetical Tony Hawk soundtrack?
Yeah, I think that's more along our lines for sure.
Yeah. All right, great. And I've got one last one for you. Do you remember this song was placed in, I think, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3? Is this ringing any bells for you? Of course.
Yes, of course.
Body Jar. So I think only a couple of Australian acts in the history of the Pro Skater soundtracks, but this was a big one, right?
Oh, yeah. And I feel like that's one of the songs that people connected with very... very intensely.
So a little while back on this radio show, I announced to the audience that my family was extending, that we were having another baby. And through a very strange series of events, I actually asked Body Jar to write a song for my child.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. I feel like the shocked pause that you just gave Tony Hawk is appropriate, because it was a very bizarre event. But through a chain of events that's too long for me to recount now, the guys basically got together in the studio and they recorded a song for my unborn child. And my end of the deal was that I was going to call the baby, male or female, Body Jar, like Body Jar Shield.
Wow.
I'll give you a taste of how the song ended up.
Are you sitting down?
Can we maybe get this into Tony Hawk Pro Skater VR 2024?
Oh, yeah, I feel that one.
Yeah.
That one sounds great.
Yeah. Excellent. Oh, that Body Jail will be very happy. I'm going to take that verbal yes as a signed agreement.
But is your child named Body Jar?
Not technically. Like, I might every now and then call her Body Jar just as a term of endearment. But no, I kind of I did wimp out of my side of the bargain.
Yeah, you kind of reneged on that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, I'll do a deal. If you get this, if you put this song into the next Tony Hawk Pro Skater game, I'll rename my child Body Jar Tony Hawk Sheel. How does that sound?
Really?
Yeah.
I will hold you to that.
Oh, my goodness.
Forward me the link.
All right. We are on. Thank you, Tony Hawk. I appreciate that.
I guess meeting lots of different fans and having conversations with them about why my music matters, I kind of learned the painful truths of how difficult people's lives can be all around the world. And the reason music is so important to them is because it's been that thing that's helped them through.
Music makes you.
Double J.